Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, this evening to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Tonight we have a special program. We are actually hosting our Queen Talk radio broadcast, and Queen Talk is a program that we have set aside to discuss 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective. That does not mean, however, our brothers and the sons of the Most High God cannot tune in as well. This program is open to our men, our brothers in the Lord as well, because on often occasions, as it may even be tonight, there is information that certainly will be of benefit to them as well. So we welcome you. I am Pastor Constance Whitehurst. For those of you that may be tuning in for the very first time, and again, we thank God for you. I always like to start the program off in prayer. So I'm going to ask that you bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, again for another opportunity to bring forth your word, to bring forth your will for the full of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence with us tonight. We thank you, Father God, for our special guest, Dr. Justina Owani, who will be coming to share with our listening audience on God's divine diet, God's plan for nutrition. Lord God, you said it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we want to walk in everything, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ paid the price for, because he came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Heavenly Father, we dedicate this program to you, Lord. Now we ask that everyone that is listening has a heart and a mind to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses. We give you all the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God, as I shared, we've been talking over the last 3 months for the Queen's Talk broadcast about health and well-being. You know, that is, you must have good health to be able really to enjoy the blessings of God. And God wants us to be healthy. We live in a society, unfortunately, where ill health, sickness, and disease, they're on the rise. We just came out of, about a couple of years ago, COVID that affected the entire world. Many people lost their lives behind that. We are dealing with, again, cancers that are on the rise, and then just a variety of different types of illnesses and health issues. And so with that, we want to make sure that we, as the body of Christ and those that are children of the Most High God, that we actually position ourselves to be able to receive of God and position ourselves to, because as I shared during the prayer, that's God's will. He said it is his will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. There is much that the Bible has to say about health and well-being, and health and well-being from God's perspective, a divine perspective. And so we're going to focus in on that tonight. We give God all the praise. I'm going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise as we await the presence of Dr. Justina Awani, as I shared, who is our special guest. She's is the founder and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods, located here in the Atlanta area in Tucker, Georgia. She is also a naturopathic doctor, along with she started out in the medical field as a registered nurse for Emory. And so she's very, very knowledgeable. I will share with you that she has been my naturopath now for the last 3 years in a variety of instances. We first met when I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, and praise God, she has walked that journey with me. And I must say that being able to address it from a natural perspective has truly also been a blessing to my own physical health and well-being. So as we await her presence and signing in, let's go ahead, and I'm going to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And if many of you know me, I really thank God that every praise, hallelujah, this song I love by Hezekiah Walker, every praise belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship with one accord.
Well being. So at this time, I'd like to introduce the psalm and
reintroduce and share with others Dr. Justina Awani, as I said again, proprietor and founder of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. She's a naturopath, holistic doctor as well. And we just thank God for all that she is doing to try to bring sound health, nutrition, and information to the masses to help us on a daily basis live a more healthier life. So Dr. Awani, Sister Justina, as I call her, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Yes, good evening, and welcome to you. Thank you again for coming on the broadcast as our special guest and sharing in this discussion tonight. We're going to go ahead and get started because I do want to have an opportunity for those at the end of the broadcast to answer and questions that they may have, because, again, it is our purpose to be able to get the knowledge out to the masses, especially in this season when optimal health and healing we all should make it a priority. So good evening again. Let's talk about the divine diet, God's nutrition plan. So, Dr. Justina, how does the divine diet help us to support our overall health? And could you talk just about a bit about what is the divine diet? Does God really care about our nutrition, our physical health, how we're eating, and our well-being? Explain that. What is the divine diet? What do you mean by that?
Divine diet is every human being on the face of this earth was made to eat something different. Everybody does not digest the same food at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna take your car that you drive to set an example to see if we can get that clear. When you buy a car, there's a menu. In that menu, it tells you what type of gas to use. So the type of gas you use is what we will refer to as divine diet tonight. So if you put the wrong gas in that car, the engine is going to have problems. So every human being, if you eat the wrong food, health is not going to improve. So in the creation of God, the way God created the world is going back to the children of Israel, leaving to go to the promised land, he told them what to eat, what not to eat. And you go into the book of Leviticus, it will also tell you what portion to eat, what portion not to eat. But when the children got to somewhere, they said they needed some food. And the food God provided for them was the manna.
Mm-hmm.
White rice containing carbs and protein. So he gave them the manna and told them how to eat it. And they said, well, in Egypt, we were eating meat and all of this, so we need flesh. So he provided them the quail. Now, by partaking of these things that they asked for, quail, it was out of God's divine diet for men on that way to the promised land. When we get out of the divine diet system, that's why we got so many diseases in the world today. Meat, you name it. All of these, it's not good for everybody. If God wanted us to eat meat in the first place when they asked for food, he would have given them quail instead of manna. And by the way, manna is a seed from cilantro. That's why holistically we believe that cilantro can move heavy metals from the human body, because it is a divine diet food that God gives to the children of Israel on their way to the promised land. So when you get out of the divine diet system, every day I get a call about Saturday I got to make a juice for a little boy. He's just 9 years old and he got a cancer that the doctor says, the type of cancer you have, it will never go away. No matter what you do, you can die between 5 to 10 years period. And so when the mother called me and then I asked her, I said, so when you were pregnant, do you know what you ate? Were you a happy pregnant mother? She said, no, I was not happy. So by her telling me that she was not happy, not let me know that she was eating anything and everything that she could eat, so satisfied her depressed desire. So in doing that, the baby child, the baby cellular system, most of the cell was not able to develop well because there was not proper circulation in the blood for the cell to be able to metabolize anything. She left the divine diet when she know within herself that I am carrying an angel inside of me, guided by God. So I need to stay in a divine diet system so that this child can be born with a guarded heart, well, mentally and physically. No. She got out of the divine diet. Because of that, the child has a cancer that travel all over his body. He had a brain surgery. In performing that brain surgery, they caught some nerve that they were not supposed to cut, and so the child can't hear right now. Now they're about to do another surgery on his spine because they said the cancer go all over. So now the question here is, what can he eat? And I said, I don't want him to eat no beef, period. No flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Except for fish, because he's just 9 years old. He needs more protein for the brain to develop properly. But she's still calling me, can I get this? Can I get this? Can I get this? When you get out of the divine diet, the fruits and the vegetables, that's what we call divine diet. It's a living food.
Mm-hmm.
The beef, the chicken, the you name it. These are non-living foods. A living food, a living soul, supposed to eat living food. Not a living soul eat a non-living food. When you eat a non-living food as a living soul, you pull yourself out of the divine diet system. And once you get out of the diet system, guess what? We are inviting blood pressure. We are inviting blood sugar. We are inviting any type of diseases that you can think of. Because, well, the chicken inside the chicken house is giving maybe 5 milligrams of antibiotics every day. And if you eat chicken 5 times a day, multiply 5 by 5. And so whatever number you get, that's how much antibiotics in your body. And that is out of God's divine diet system. We were created to eat fruits and vegetables. If you look in the Garden of Eden, what do you find there? The animal there, it was a means of work for them. God put it there so they don't be idle. He didn't tell them to eat it. So the divine diet is what we were created to eat. Because when you are still within that diet system, you got mental clarity. Depression, all of these different illnesses, you will not experience them like you will experience if you still within that diet system. It's a very special diet for man. The diet system that men have, animals don't have it. And believe it or not, animals, I think they got the part of the divine diet system than human beings do. Because they don't cook their food. They eat all the herbs. They follow each other peaceably, no conflict. If we want to really, really, this coming new year, we have a lot of choices to make. We need to ask ourselves, where am I going to be in the diet system this coming year? Am I going to be in the divine diet system or I'm going to be in the American diet system? That question, we all need to answer that. we're not going to get well until we return back to the diet that we're created to eat. Fruits and vegetables. It's raw. Mm-hmm. When you eat it, it has pre-digesting enzymes. Your body don't break it down. It metabolizes itself and gives you the energy you need to run around. Pastor Constance, she like to ask for the wheatgrass juice. She said, give me energy. When mm-hmm. she takes it home, she doesn't cook it. She said, just a little bit of it all day long. She's on the wrong. That is a divine diet. If she eat beef, find a beef, she's going to be, before she finish the food, she'll be sleeping. Snowing, sitting down in the couch or wherever she's going to be at. Non-divine diet is the reason why we are sick in the whole world. It's the reason why we do wrong things to each other. It's the reason why we don't understand ourselves. God, in his infinite mercies and grace, he gave us, he loved us more than he loved himself, sometimes I think. Just, it's like your child hungry. Say, Mom, I want to eat. A really loving mother will not ask the child, what do you want? She's going to prepare what she thinks is good for the child and give it to the child, right?
That's right.
That's the same thing God did to us.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared everything, the table, the divine diet table, the fruits, the vegetables. And he gave different flavors of fruits, different colors of fruits, different seasons. This one will come different. All of these. Follow the season. Follow why it is, what is sitting on the table. In the summertime, we got special table prepared just for that time, for the divine diet. And when the winter comes, there is special table prepared too. Four seasons of the year, we got four different ways to eat divinely. For all of those things, we have left it out. And we think we can do it on our own. No. As we enter the new year, please let us enter there thinking that, you know what, December 7th, we talk about divine diet. And I will see if I can practice to be part of the divine diet so I can be here for some time. No man going to live here forever, but at least live your sickness free, then life can be good.
Amen. God, amen. I love
God gave us a divine diet to get us long life. The Eskimos in Alaska, they don't cook anything. They don't have no blood pressure. They just don't have any kind of illness. That's it. Because they stay within the divine diet system. Living food, eat living food. That's about it. It's not easy sometimes to practice those, but if you make up your mind, you can get it. All you need to do is make up your mind. God made us beautifully, and when you stand in the mirror and you open yourself, you can see how beautifully you are illustrated. You look at your body and say, wow. How will he make something beautiful thing like this without a proper plan to maintain this beauty? Divine diet, raw food, it doesn't make it to look old. Like if you just keep, you wake up with cooked food, you go to bed with cooked food, everything, cook. Before you look, your rings are everywhere. Many people that eat raw food, they always look, they look good. Because their body is not working hard to break nothing. They just eat. And then they keep moving. And body keep living. So the divine diet is what we were made for. Every other diet that we have put ourselves into, if we don't want to answer too many questions from God, 2024 is the four corners of the world. We have to practice and say, you know what? I want to be well this year. I don't want blood pressure to be high this year. I just want to be a happy person this month, from this year onward until then. Let me see how I can start practicing the divine diet to help me live the life that I want to live, get the energy that I want to get, mental clarity that I have always wanted to. Divine diet is a medicine in yourself. It's the pills, it's the liquid, it's the capsule, you name it. It's the herbs. So it helps your body to stay in touch. So we've been talking since January last year until today. I think your pastor loves you so dearly. It's all about health, 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 health. She wants you to be the more healthier church members on the face of the earth. This is why she came away with diet, divine diet. The diet that comes from God, not man. The diet that we were created to live with, to live by. If we get by to the star, we can live for, if I live for 100 plus years, all the people want to live so long because they follow strictly the divine diet. But today, we can't even get to 100 and we out of here. The only people that are getting to 100 are those people a long, long time ago. People that were born is like 20 and all of that. But they didn't get to live 100 because they were eating McDonald's. No. They followed strictly the divine diet. They understood what I mean to them. They cherish it. They just say, you know what? This is all I'm going to do. You want to live long? You want energy. The absence of energy is death. And the only source of energy man has is from the divine diet. Like I told you about your pastor, the wheatgrass juice, she says, that's where I get my energy from. Mm-hmm. And she don't even have to drink a whole cup, just a little bit.
That's
and she's up and running. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more questions?
That is so, I just want to share, you covered a lot of information, and thank you so much. Yes, the wheatgrass juice that you talked about, I live by it. I try not to have it where it's depleted or out of my refrigerator because it does. It is gives you so much energy. And it only, as she said, maybe 2 ounces. And mm-hmm. it's literally going into your system. And it's like as soon as you drink it, it's rejuvenating your body, strengthening, giving you that in natural energy because it is, again, all natural with chlorophyll and phytosterols and all of those things that your body actually benefits and thrives from. You know, the Word of God, as Sister Justina was talking about this divine diet, God's nutrition plan, some may say, oh, my goodness, you mean, how can I eat? How can I change my diet and eat raw foods? How am I supposed to just eat fruits and vegetables? How am I supposed to do that? What? With God, all things are possible. You know, many mm-hmm. may think, okay, when I'm 50 years old and I've been eating like this ever since I was born,
mm-hmm.
you know, processed foods and all of that. But guess what? The Word of God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge.
But nevertheless, once when you know better, you need to do better. And God will give you the strength. And I'm not telling you something that I've just read. I'm telling you something that I'm a walking, living witness and testimony of, that God will give you the strength to make the change. He will make the, he will give you the strength to make the change. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I, every single day of my life I eat raw food. I probably should, but I do not. But nevertheless, it can be a gradual change. You're not going, this didn't come. You're living now as far as your health and your diet is concerned and what you eat. You didn't just get to that overnight. It was a period of time. So this is something that is will take time. But make, as Sister Justina said, make one step for the new year in the right direction. Ask God to give you the strength. This is your health. This is your well-being that we're talking about. This is your life and livelihood that we're talking about. The Word of God says that I will satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, guess what? That good thing that he's talking about, those are good foods. Those are things God, again, his nutrition plan. You know, I always say that in everything that God has a way of, and it's outlined that's in his word, a way that is unto man that leads to destruction. But there is a way that God has outlined that leads to life and life eternal. We want that life, even as we're living, and the life eternal. If you, that way of man that leads to destruction, that is what I call the counterfeit to what God truly created. That's the enemy's way. And that way leads to destruction. I don't care whether it's you're eating wrong and the wrong diet, whether it's the wrong plan for your finances. God even has his own divine financial plan. So why wouldn't he also have a plan as to the way that we're supposed to eat in order to prosper and to be in health? So this is something that we're trying to bring to you. When I was first diagnosed with, as I shared, with multiple myeloma, one of the first things the Holy Spirit shared and dropped in my spirit was that get away from eating anything that's dead. You want to live, you want life, you want your body to be rebuilt, put life into it. It just made sense. I'm like, yes, Lord, that makes good common sense. If you want your body to be filled with life, then you put living things, you put the living plant, you put the living herb, you put the living fruit into your system. You don't sit down and go and eat, you know, pork and beef and all of those things that before you can even put them in your mouth, they must be killed. It's dead food. So if you're going to ingest dead things into your body, guess what your body's, the response is going to give? It just makes sense to put live things, so that which is living, into your living body if you want to live. So, you know, again, this divine diet that Dr. Awani, Sister Justina is talking about, yes, it is for your own betterment, for your own livelihood, and you will begin to see my blood, again, purification, to detox, it began to clear, it began the numbers, numbers for the myeloma began to decrease and go down. I begin, as I said, she said again, as a matter of fact, if I don't share that with someone, no one would ever know of the things, praise God, because of the, and I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you about the goodness of my God. I thank God that I don't look like what I've been through. And that's because of the word of God and operating within God's divine plan, his divine nutrition plan, his divine plan. So, again, this is an opportunity for you to process and receive the information. Ask the questions if you have questions. We're totally going off away from the quest that we have set aside, but I know that's nothing but the Holy Spirit, because he knows exactly what needs to be shared and what needs to be heard. I've actually took my paper and put it off to the side. But praise God, this information is vital. It is needed. You don't have to, I don't care, people will tell you, oh, yes, because as you get older, you have to have sickness and disease. That's a lie from the pit of hell. No, you do not. No, you don't. You don't have to be where you have sickness and disease and your body be, you be bedridden and frail. No. Lack of energy, fatigue, insomnia, all of these different ills, cancers, and diabetes. No, you don't. You can live a healthy life. You deserve to live a healthy life because Jesus Christ paid the price to live a life, a healthy life, and an abundant life. So this is your opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and if you'd like to join in this discussion, if you have comments, if you have questions for yourself or even for a loved one, press 1 on the dial pad. We would love to hear from you, get your questions answered. This is vital. This is vital. And, yes, there are those in the African-American community. Yes, we can live to be past 800 years old. We do not have to live out a portion of our life and die early. No, we don't. Sickness and disease does not have to take us out. No, it doesn't. You just have to be able to make up in your mind, and it's all about a decision that you make. Choose ye this day. Choose ye this day. It's always the best way. It's always the best way in every situation and circumstance, from your finances to your health to your relationship. God's way is always the best way. And he has a plan. All you got to do is just get into his word, and he will give you revelation knowledge and open up his plan for every area of your life. Is there one tonight that has a question for Sister Justina? And while you are preparing, go ahead, press 1 on your dial pad. We'll bring you in, Sister Justina. Again, thank you so much for sharing that the information and encouraging, again, receive of God's divine diet and God's nutrition plan. Anyone tonight, praise God. All right, Pastor 0400, Mother Pat Gallo, go right ahead, please.
Good afternoon. I enjoyed the information. And, you know, I'm listening, and it's kind of like, okay, I do need to do better, and I know it. And I'm listening, and I say, you know, I quote the scripture, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. But
that's
I
right.
tell you, living in Louisiana And the cuisine they got here, it is so hard. It is so hard. But also, like you say, I didn't get like this overnight.
That's right. It's years
of eating the way. It's just a habit of eating the way we eat. And so thank God y'all encouraging, you know, it's not like you saying, just throw out everything and start fresh. I didn't hear that from you. But what I heard was this. Start doing something. You got to start somewhere.
That's
my issue. I need to start somewhere. And I do like vegetables, so I try to make a vegetable every day when I cook. But I think what's happened is here in Louisiana, I'm going to blame Louisiana, we overcook our vegetables. And that's a bad thing because all the substance out of it be cooked out of it. So that means I really need to check how I cook and then start increasing in the vegetables and, of course, the water. That's my other down thing is that water and stuff. But thank you very much. You're encouraging me. Now, I just have to just do it, like Nike say, just do it. Thank you very much.
Amen. Yes, another best way you can cook your vegetables so it doesn't be overcooked is if you cut your collard green, whatever the green is, you put it in a pot, cover it up, don't put water in there, and put a soap on very low. The steam is going to be the one that will go back into the vegetables to cook the vegetable. That way you won't cook it too long.
If you add
the water from the vegetable and the water you add is going to be a lot of water. I ain't going to cook and cook and cook and cook, then that's about it. So you steam it. You steam it. You just steam it with a steam from the pot. Once you cover it up and put the soap on low, when it gets hot, the steam going to go back in there and become the water.
Okay.
All right, that's good information. And Mother Pat, thank you for sharing that because, see, that's an encouragement, an encouragement to others as well. Also, too, you know, you don't have to season your foods with meat. There are herbs. Oh, my goodness, and I didn't find this out, and again, I had to learn this as I began to become more and more acquainted with Dr. Awani and her style of cooking, and she shared with me. She even cooked for me various dishes with herbs, and they tasted so good. I will tell you, they were well-seasoned with the herbs. When you begin to add in basil and you add in lemon juice and you add in, it's just a variety of different herbs that you can add to your foods to help to season them to make them taste really, really good. So don't think, oh, my goodness, well, wow. You know, how am I going to get rid of the meat out of my diet? And I have to have, you know, some now turkey, others used to be fat back and all of that, whatever that is, to cook your meals and all of that salt. No. Those type of things will, again, cause you to be sick because you have to recognize the source of where these meats are coming from and what transpires with the animals before they take them to slaughter, before they use them to get into your and so, again, be mindful. Know better, do better. Gradually, step by step is the process. Praise God. We're going to bring on Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Are you there, Sister Gretchen? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
Now. Yes. Right ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Hi. Hello. Good evening, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be in the listening audience this evening. God bless you all. So wonderful. While the doctor was speaking, I was just thinking about a Bible verse that came to my mind, the Lord brought to my mind, Proverbs 16:18, which reads that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And I was like, oh, my gosh. It was just conviction and saying that Dr. Iwani is speaking to the people of God, is giving a warning before destruction. We are dying, especially African-American women and men. We are literally dying, and we have to heed this call that she's having for me and for all. It's saying we are being warned, and if we don't take the warning, we will be destroyed and by our own living. Now, we're talking about pride, and pride is self-esteem above the word of God, putting yourself above what God has already stated. And she has told us this is God's way. We are being warned. This is God's way. If we do not heed the word of God, we stand in destruction for our own selves. We will be responsible. And so I myself was like, oh my gosh, God is saying, I'm giving this warning. I'm letting this woman speak to you, speaking life to you, speaking the truth to you. You must accept it or there will be destruction. And I thought, no, God, we're not prideful. No, we're prideful when you dismiss the word of God. If you do not believe the word of God and you think that your way of eating, your way of doing things, your way of you've been doing it all this time, all this way, it doesn't matter. God says, heed the word, heed the warning. Receive what I'm saying to you, trying to save the remnants of God, save our lives. Because in these times, food will not be the kind of food that you have always had. You will not be able to get all the things that you've always been able to get. If you want to eat and we want to stay alive, we're going to have to eat the way that she said that God has ordained for us, with the vegetables, with the fresh water, with the fruit. And if you can, grow your food. Have a place to get your food, a place to get fresh food, and do not rely upon the way you've always relied on the way to get your food. But you can always get fresh food and vegetables if you do it the way God has told us to do from the beginning. So I thank you so much, Pastor Constance and Ms. Ayani, for coming forward with this word in time. I take it as what it was given to me in the spirit. It is a warning. It is a warning. You take it. If you receive it, God bless you. And you will live, like you say, you will live a long life. You could live a good life. But it's not that God wants us to be destroyed. It's not that God is trying to kill us. No, we are killing ourselves with the things that we are putting into our bodies. And like the lady said before, Ms. Pat, it's hard. But it is harder to reject God. It is harder to not do the things of God, because we cannot have anyone else to blame. And we are getting so many warnings. We are getting so many. And then one day, you know what? It won't be anything said. It'll be said. It'll be done. It'll be too late. We'll be in our hospital beds. We'll be in our sick beds. We'll be ill. And we were warned. So I thank you so much, woman of God, for this message. I thank you so much for this prophetic word that went out tonight. I pray that everyone who is listening in the audience, you take this to your heart. And I ask Pastor Constance, if tonight before we end, could you please, please let the doctor or yourself or together, would you pray for the body of Christ and pray for all those who are in the listening audience, those who are having a hard time receiving this, to pray, Lord God, that we will open up our hearts and our minds, and we would lay down the pride and pick up the obedience to God's word. Yeah. Or yet though we would also be like the Israelites. We will be doomed to walk around. We'll be doomed to death if we do not obey the will and the ways of God. Thank you so much. Yeah. God bless you all. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
We receive it.
Amen. Powerful, powerful word. Thank you, Pastor Man. We receive that, and absolutely, we will pray. Yes, we will. Is there anyone, is there another before we have only a few more minutes left in the broadcast? And absolutely, we're going to take the time to pray in the name of Jesus. Dr. Awani, I'm going to ask if you will start out the prayer, if you would, and I will go ahead and close things out. Could you just lift up our audience and lift up those that have an ear, as we need to have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying tonight. As Minister Manley said, this is a warning. It is a clarion call. If you don't know, there is something coming on the horizon, and God is warning his people in a variety of different ways of what you're going to have to do to take care of yourself, to be able to maintain. And so it's not just mere coincidence that you're on this call tonight. So I'm going to ask Dr. Awani, if you would, go ahead and pray as we seek the face of God and seek God's help to be able to implement and do what he's called for us to do. Amen.
Amen. I need the area,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need you, I need you.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Every hour I need you.
Yes,
oh, bless me now, my Savior. Now I cry unto thee.
Amen.
I need the area of
jumping.
Yes. Lord. I need you. I need you. Every hour I need you.
Yes.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Now I come to thee.
Yes.
Lord. My simple God, we come to you tonight. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Sometimes our hearts are willing, but the flesh is weak. Help us to follow you and do your will, not our will.
Yes.
As we enter this new year, 2024, that's the four corners of the world. Merciful God, we pray that you open our eyes and we'll see the divine desire, the table that has been set in the four corners of the world just for us to live the life that you want us to live. You say in your word that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You have never changed and you will never change. And so that same is applying to us as men. In as much as you, God, cannot die, and so we men should never die. But, Lord, we have chosen the wrong way, turning away from your divine diet. We pray, Father God, as we enter 2024, you set a table for the divine diet. And that we are going to sit on this table, whether we get strained or not, help us to sit on this table. And that we'll be able to get rid of our blood pressures. We'll be able to get rid of a cancer disease. We'll be able to get rid of diabetes. We will be able to get rid of mental deformity. Why should we be sick in this wealthy country? All Alzheimer's are everywhere. Why?
Mm-hmm.
We turn away from you. We turned the wrong way, Papa. Please, lead our back unto you.
Yes,
we want to see you. We want to sit on your table. We want to eat with you. The divine diet, it was only made for us, not for nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen against the heavens and the eyes. and it has taken us away from the divine diet. Please bring us back unto you to partake of the divine diet, and that your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are here tonight, especially members of the New Season Ministry Church, those that are on this call tonight, those that are not on the call tonight, you are God that is everywhere. We pray that you go to all the homes tonight and deliver this message to them. Pick up the phone in the mighty name of Jesus from the holy heaven. Call them one by one tonight and say, 2024, I need you to return back unto me and partake of my divine diet, that there will be no more trials and tribulations in your life, that there will be no more disease, that there will be no more sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus, pick up the phone, Papa, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Angel, pick up the phone and call all the members that are not here tonight. Let them know of the divine diet that you are prepared for them. 2024, we want to hear those testimonies. We want to hear those testimonies that it was difficult, but I did it, and I don't have no more this problem. I don't have that problem. We are men. Our flesh is weak sometimes. But
yes,
Father,
Lord,
please give her the strength. Give her the wisdom. Give her the understanding. Give her the will. Give her the desire that we will do your will and partake of the divine diet from 2024 until, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this word that you've allowed to go forth tonight regarding the divine diet, God's nutrition plan. We, Lord God, call upon you and hear your voice as you spoke back even in the book of Exodus when you said to your children that if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Yes, Father, we hear your voice. Help us, Lord God, yes, to lay down our pride. Help us, Lord God, to lay down our arrogant ways, Lord God. Help us to come back to your feet, Father God, and hear and obey your voice, Lord God, as you're calling out in this day and in this time for such a time as this, Lord God. It is not that for your people to perish, but that we, Lord God, walk in everything that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ paid the price for as he hung there on Calvary's hill, Father. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the divine diet. We thank you, Lord God, for your way, for your plan, Father God. Yes, Lord, we know that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for you. And through you, with God, all things are possible. Oh, yes, Lord, be with us, guide us, direct us, continue to allow your Holy Spirit to speak into our ear, Lord God. Let us hear your voice and hear it clearly, for your words say that your sheep hear your voice, and the voice of another we will not hearken unto. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God. I ask, Lord, blessings upon everyone that's on this line tonight, Father God. I pray that even in the closing out of this session, that even they will start tonight, right here, right now. Yes, Lord, and shift and turn their ways to you in every area of their life, even in the area of their nutrition. Lord, you promised that you would satisfy our mouths with the good things. Oh, yes, it is a divine satisfaction of our mouths, of our palates, that we'll be receive this divine diet and the God's nutrition plan. We thank you, Father. I ask your blessings also on Dr. Justina Owani, this mighty woman of God that you have set in our midst for a time such as this, as she's going forth doing everything, Lord God, that she knows how to do according to your will, according to your plan, to be able to help, to bring health, nutrition, longevity, yes, Lord, and eradicate disease through God's divine nutrition plan, through God's hospital, through God's holy kitchen. You four, continue to wrap your loving arms around her. Continue her to give her the strength and endurance, Lord God, to do all that you've called forth for her to do. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Thank God. If there's anyone on this line that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior tonight, we pray by the grace of God that Romans 10:9-10 declares that all you got to do is confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. We don't want to just assume everybody's on the line is saved. But all you got to do is pray and say, Father, I'm a sinner. I ask the Lord Jesus to come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you made that choice tonight, reach out to us. Reach out to me. I would be happy to give you more guidance, more direction through the word of God. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise. We pray that you go forth this evening. I pray that this program has been a true blessing to you. Again, Dr. Owani, we thank you so much for your presence. We thank you for the work that may God be with you each and every minute, second, and hour of every day as you go forth to do his perfect will. We thank you. We love you all. Have a wonderful, blessed night. And to God, be all the greater glory. God bless and have a good evening. Good night.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on. Going through.
matter what it is, there's still a testimony coming.